That's all from Information Desk for this week. Now we go to more stories, including crossing patrols at risk and our beach waters being some of the best in the country. But first, Ed Balls is keeping busy.
He's made great strides in Strictly Ballroom, and now Ed Balls must turn his attention to an equally important task. It's been revealed that he will be turning on the Norwich Christmas lights. The Norwich City Chairman and former Shadow Chancellor, who was born in the city, has become a firm favourite on Strictly Come Dancing over the past weeks, thanks to his exuberant routines with partner Katia Jones. And the 49-year-old said he was delighted to be invited to take part in the festivities in the city on Thursday, November the 17th. This year's switch-on will include new projections and illuminations due to a partnership between Norwich City Council and Norwich BID. And the evening's fun will start at 6 p.m. with entertainment at City Hall.
The pioneering SOS bus project was launched out of tragedy in 2001 following the river deaths of James Toms and Nick Green in the city. The scheme offered a place of safety in Prince of Wales Road, the heart of the city's clubland, and in the past decade and a half has helped more than 10,000 people. Many of those people are intoxicated, but the bus is there for anyone who needs help on a Friday and Saturday night in the city and deals with much more than just alcohol-related problems. Jenny Smith, the SOS bus coordinator, said, "The SOS bus and medical unit offers a vital service to anyone in Norwich on a Friday and Saturday night. Our volunteers offer a safe haven and act as the first point of contact for those whose well-being is threatened by an inability to get home, illness or injury, emotional distress, or other vulnerability." In 2008, the old SOS bus was replaced with a new vehicle and also a medical support unit, complete with a paramedic, which has helped save over 1,200 accident and emergency admissions since then, and also saved £274,000 per year in ambulance visits to A&E over the same period. To demonstrate the scope of the SOS bus, the Open Youth Trust, which runs the project, has today revealed statistics about those who have used the safe haven since 2008.
Norwich residents are being urged to see if they still own TV licensing stamps, which could still be redeemed against the cost of their TV license. The stamps, which are no longer sold, are still valid. So if you own any stamps, ring the TV licensing on 01564 829 024 or email tvlicensing@clark-associates.co.uk.
When considering the best places to have a dip in the waters, you may first think of the Bahamas or the Mediterranean. However, it turns out that Norfolk's beaches are among the best around for having a splashabout. A survey carried out by Anglian Water has revealed the sandy shores surrounding the county are home to some of East Anglia's premier bathing waters. And in the survey, which stretched across the coast of the east, Norfolk came up trumps, with all 15 receiving good or excellent ratings. In fact, all but four of those included received an excellent verdict, with those still being rated as good. So be it off the groins of Great Yarmouth, the shores of Sheringham, or on the horizon of Hemsby, you can always find somewhere to bathe in Norfolk.
Eight new homes could be built in Mile Cross if plans to demolish Norwich City Council-owned garages get the go-ahead. Members of the planning committee will decide whether to agree to the proposals in Bowers Avenue. The new homes, which would be one-bedroom flats, would be developed by Orwell Housing Association. Officers are recommending approval, but a neighbour has objected.
Furby-like toys that peck their way out of an egg are proving to be the must-have toy for Christmas 2016, and stock in Norfolk is selling fast. Hatchimals are interactive bird-like creatures that respond to human touch, light up, make sounds and eventually hatch from inside their egg. Children then have the opportunity to raise their hatchimal through three stages, teaching it how to walk, talk, dance and play games. The quirky gift currently retails at £59.99. However, demand for the toys, which have been flying off the shelves, has reached its peak, with some on sale on eBay for as much as £999. Across Norfolk, stores such as Argos, The Entertainer, Debenhams, John Lewis, Kerrison Toys and Toys R Us have completely sold out of the product, resorting to offering waiting lists for when they eventually come back into stock.
Lollipop men and women could disappear from outside schools across Norwich after research found they did not meet a national threshold set down by safety experts. Norwich County Council voted in 2014 to cut funding for school crossing patrols by £150,000 a year for 2 years, and in March it was agreed that those patrols which met the national threshold would be kept. But there was a winter reprieve agreed in June when the suggested autumn implementation date was pushed back to April next year. Now, after a monitoring exercise carried out over the summer term and the first half of the autumn, the 38 patrols under threat out of a total of 96 have been revealed ahead of a Children's Services Committee meeting, with 8 of them being in Norwich.
A raft of traffic concerns came to light at a public meeting as time to take part in a consultation over changes to a roundabout ticks away. The meeting, held by the Wensum Residents Association, was first called to discuss the Hot Black Triangle in Norwich, encompassing Hot Black Road, Waterworks Road and Dereham Road. It was claimed the area had become a rat run for people cutting through to get to the Ring Road, but this brought light to a range of other traffic problems and allowed discussion about proposed changes to the Sweetbriar-Dereham Road roundabout. Ongoing concerns raised were restricted use of the pavements due to parked cars and overgrown bushes, and speed of driving, especially around Wensum Junior School. People who regularly drive in the area voiced their concerns that children were at risk crossing the road. But City Councillor Sandra Bogolin and Kevin Maguire told the meeting that although these were well recognised, the area was not a priority for traffic development.
Our second feature is written by Anthony Carroll, who met a local soldier with a special message for us all. Here is Sarah again to tell us all about it.